Heavy rains flood central areas. The downpour in several provinces in central, eastern, and lower northeastern Thailand on Tuesday created floods in towns in Chonburi, Trat, Rayong, and Nakhon Ratchasima. Five areas of Chonburi's Muang district were waist high in floodwater on Tuesday afternoon as runoff inundated several buildings and roads, affecting about 10,000 people. The water level in the affected areas rose to 1 meter and was not abating as of Tuesday evening, as the rains continued on the night of Kaopansa, considered to be the first official day of the rainy season in the affected provinces. The Siriton Dam near Chonburi's Makam district overflowed, flooding about 40 houses nearby. District and provincial authorities used 40 barges to rescue villagers stranded in their homes and transport supplies to other flood victims. Roads linking Makam district to the dam were all underwater, although large vehicles could still pass as of Tuesday evening. The governor of Chonburi, Surachai Kanarsa, ordered the use of backhoe loaders to help release water from the areas. Flood runoff also entered the lobby of Bangkok Hospital in Chonburi's Muang district. In another area of the eastern city, water overflowed from the Tungnache Pond to cover the Ta Chalip Road. A resident in Chonburi operating a kitchenware shop in the town's main market said the downpour began on Monday night and continued without stopping until Tuesday afternoon. Floods built up with nowhere to run off, so the road in front of her house was under 30 centimeters of water for several hours. In next-door Trat province, heavy rain flooded many roads, preventing small vehicles from traveling and causing traffic congestion. The flood level rose to about 20 to 30 centimeters in Trat and began seeping into homes in Muang district. The water levels in both provinces may continue to rise if heavy rains resume Tuesday night as forecasted. In Rayong, continuous rain has caused flooding in Tambon Bangrin of Muang district for the past 2 weeks. In Nakhon Ratchasima in the northeast, heavy rain all night Monday and Tuesday morning caused flooding in several areas of the province, particularly in the municipality. It caused a long delay for the annual wax candle procession due to start at 8 a.m. An hour after the scheduled time for the procession, the rain was still pouring down. The 56 candle floats remained stationary around the park at the Tao Surinari Monument, and city officials began to have doubts whether the procession would even be held. There were smiles all around when the rain eased off by noon and the festival activities began. Provincial Governor Winay Buaprodit said the local meteorological office reported 120 millimeters of rain had fallen, causing quick flooding inside the Surinari Army base, where the water was more than 1 meter deep. The base commander authorized the knocking of holes in the wall surrounding the base to let the water escape. Mr. Winay said the heavy rain will benefit farmers as it will raise water levels in several large reservoirs, which were only about a third full as of last week. Piachat Insawang, chief of the Provincial Disaster Prevention and Mitigation Office in Nakhon Ratchasima, said the storm caused floods of about 50 centimeters in front of the Save One department store in Muang district. Flooding was also reported in Buayai district. The National Disaster Warning Center on Tuesday issued a bulletin for people in the east and northeast to expect heavy rain again on Wednesday. People living near hillsides and waterways in Nakhon Nayok, Trat, Rayong, Chonburi, Lui, Udontani, Konkan, Surin, Sisaket, and Ubon Ratchathani should prepare for rainstorms, possible flash flooding and forest runoff on Wednesday, July 24th.